Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Episode 38 of Bit Season. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
What's up? I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Stallion, welcome to the show. You were just, we got a late start here today because you were just in the studio with JP and B. Mitch. You were in a screaming match about a sub sandwich.
Yes.
What's going on over there?
It's been the last few weeks, so we kind of discovered this one place in the area.
Okay.
Cornucopia.
Yeah,
it's
a play on words of cornucopia.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and it's a little shop on the corner.
Exactly.
It's ma and pa sub place.
Yes.
It's like our dream drink.
A mom and pa sub shop.
A deli.
With the same two people there. Every time you love it, and they have a bunch of these flavored chips everywhere.
Okay.
Flavored
Most
drinks.
Chips are flavored.
And Biddy should know. Yeah. And Biddy should know that people around here take food seriously.
Lunch is a big deal.
Yeah, lunch is a big deal. Not really for us since we're the morning show, but unless we have food delivered to us.
Well, I've never heard. I heard someone say cornucopia like a week ago. I've never heard of it. We've been here for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it's at. I've never had food from there.
So,
just like the new hot thing?
Well, I guess Danny Rurier was the one who kind of introduced it to everyone. And then it made its
DC
way.
Danny?
Yep. It made its way to the B. Mitch and Finley show.
How far away is this place?
3 blocks from us. So it's close.
Okay.
It's right on there at New Jersey Avenue.
All right.
And so.
I know.
So.
I know a half block radius.
All right. It's got 4.8 on Google. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And it is legit, man. Like, you walk in there and you could tell this was like a pre-pandemic. This was definitely a place that took cash only, which is what is a legit sub shop when they do cash only.
I am intrigued by that.
I do like that.
Exactly.
Now, so how much is it going to cost to get a sub and some chips?
That is true.
Like $19?
Nope, not at all. Really good prices. And I think it's around $9.50 for a good sub. And it's about a 8-10 inch sub, I'd say. Just normal sized original roll. And you just get whatever you want. It's the best, man. I'm telling you.
So why is JP Finley screaming at you?
Because I told him today I wouldn't be able to go get it because I have show obligations to do after bit season. And he was just like, well, it's the only day that I'm here today. And I'm like, well, I mean, that sucks. I'm not planning around you. I just have stuff to do.
Hey, is JP Finley just becoming a huge superstar?
A diva,
where he needs food runners to go out and get him whatever he wants.
Here's what I don't understand. First off, I appreciate you plugging Bit Season on the Midday show.
Okay.
Ryan the Stallion doesn't work for their show.
That is ballsy.
He doesn't work for JP Finley. He's not working with them on the show. He's the Grant and Danny guy. They have two producers on their show.
Actually, I'm Team Stallion here. It takes a lot of balls to go up to another show's producer and say,
can you imagine?
And say, hey, can you go get me a sub?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say too. I'm like, well, why is it me? You have two producers that could do it. And they're the ones who want it the most.
Did they get sub from the other producers?
And then last week, Grant and Danny were like, why didn't you get it for us too? And I'm like, I mean, you're right. But like, I already had to get 4 subs.
I need to look into the paychecks of these guys on the Midday show. All of them who've ever worked for this show. They spend
the amount of money.
They must spend $100 a week on food for lunch.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Every day these guys are coming in here with banchan, pot belly.
And all we do is we bring in big bags of stuff to throw in the freezer. And
I know. I realize I felt in my life having kids and all your money disappears. But I'm eating lean cuisines and like Quaker oats.
I have a billion frozen strawberries I'm making smoothies every day.
I'm so jealous of these guys. Our food drops have dried up.
They have dried up.
Except for, I think we're getting one tomorrow.
We are getting one tomorrow.
The first one in forever. We're getting tropical smoothie tomorrow.
Hey, that's... I'm a little shocked at the balls by JP, but a little impressed at the same time.
Well, here's how I think they get around by bossing those guys around about lunch is I think sometimes they pay for it.
They do.
Okay. Well, then that's a different story.
But I've also heard of the midday producer having to pay for everyone.
They got a rotation going, or is there a show bit where they're
on the job? We don't get food unless it's free.
Oh yeah, and we never pay for food at all
unless JP's late.
Yes, unless someone's late, mm-hmm. We either get it free from Bethesda Bagels, right. Or a listener gives us an Uber Eats card.
Yeah, that has happened. Did you ever use that Uber Eats card? That's still sitting in my car. I saw it yesterday morning. I got sized.
I still haven't used it.
I don't have Uber Eats on my phone. I don't have DoorDash.
Well, no. I don't put it on there for a reason because I don't want to be tempted to be lazy and use it and pay the $3 upcharge.
I think $3 is generous. You got to pay for the delivery too, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to pay for all that.
Or the prices are much higher.
Yeah, they're different.
I like to get in my car and drive to go get food. It's always an experience for me.
I don't know. For me, I always order food like when I'm drunk. So like that's why it's a little more convenient for me.
You want me to blow your mind?
Let me blow
I've never ordered a pizza once in my life.
No way. I refuse to believe that.
Never ordered pizza in their life.
I get pizza all the time. Right. And I've eaten pizza that's been ordered, but I have never called Pizza Hut by myself or for the family and said, hey, can I get two pepperonis? And here's my address. Oh, yeah, we'll be there in 30 minutes. I've just never done that.
I've paid.
I'll go to Vocelli's. Right. We have Vocelli's close by. Silly. I get people sleep on Vocelli's, by the way. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I'll call Vocelli's and they say pick up or delivery. And I say pick up.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind that.
I'll drive to Marco's Pizza 5 miles down the road. They're all close by, relatively close by. Why am I going to pay extra for someone to bring it to my house? I'm already going to be lazy and eat
like
a ton of food.
You feel like a glutton already.
$3 though. Like that's really what it is. If you're just going to do one large pizza, probably like what, $14? Do a $3 tip. Well,
I know. You got to tip the guy plus the delivery fee.
Which is like $3.
And the awkward exchange.
I'm also cheap.
I mean,
like I'll waste money on food, but I don't want to pay more than I have to.
Do you know what's underrated is dining by yourself?
Yes.
How so?
All right. Say you're going to your glory days.
Yeah.
And then say it's a drab weekend. All right.
But you have to sit at the bar.
Or a high top.
All right, but you
have to sit in the bar area.
Right, but you're not going to a restaurant and sitting in like a booth or a two top by yourself.
I will sit at a high top by myself and be waited on, not like at the bar.
Okay.
But I think eating by yourself,
of course,
very underrated.
You know why? Because
and you sit in silence.
You sit in silence.
You can check your phone.
I get so bitter when I go to Glory Days and some guy's just chewing my ear off, with just talking to me. I come to Glory Days to get away.
That's your cheers.
That's my cheers. But no. The opposite of cheers. I don't want anybody there. I want like four people in the restaurant.
Okay. So you want to go sit in the corner.
I want to sit in the corner with my cider drink. Okay. Uh-huh.
And your big burger.
My big juicy cheeseburger. I want to see like the caps on TV. Uh-huh. I want to have Twitter on my phone. And I want to sit there in silence.
I like it. That's actually a good plan.
I don't want to talk to the regulars.
You just named my fantasy.
I told you. Didn't I tell you I got involved with this guy at Glory Days?
No.
And he was like showing me his car and stuff.
What? No.
Yeah, I think I talked about the junkies. Like he had a three. He was all impressed. He just bought a car that day. He's a regular there, right? Okay. This is he's regular there, and he had a three-door car. Somehow the guy.
Three-door car.
He like bought a Nissan. I don't know what it was. Some little tiny car.
A Nissan Supra.
Volstar, something like Velostar. He was just brand new car. He bought it from Carvana or whatever. And 5,000 miles. He was all sized for it, right?
Uh-huh.
Never met this. I knew who he was. And I'll tell you why I knew who he was.
You've seen him there a billion times.
I see him because he works at Harris Teeter.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've become, this guy's become friendly with me, or I was nice to him. So now he knows who I am.
You're the nice guy. You're the guy who gives him the time of day.
So now he sees me at Harris Teeter. I'm going to Harris Teeter all the time. He works back in the milk section. Okay.
Dairy. Okay.
All right. So he always sees me. Now I'm his buddy at Harris Teeter. Okay. I can't get away from the guy. And every time I see him now, he's asking me for a job at the Fan.
Oh, man. Yeah. How did he find out what you did?
Because I went to his car. Okay. I thought I told this on the junk. No, maybe you're out for the day.
I may have been out.
I went to the car with him because he was hyping up this car for the entire 45 minutes I'm trying to eat the trifecta burger.
You know that's how Buffalo Bill kidnapped the lady.
It was stupid.
Hey, come help me out with my sofa in my car.
I was intrigued by the three-door car.
Okay. All right.
I want to see what it looked like. So I went out to the car.
The three-door car.
And he started it up, and the radio was on the fan. No. And I got sized. And so I said, 106.7, you listen to that? And he goes, yeah, I listen all the time. You know, he's from Wisconsin. So I listen all the time. Whatever, you know, whatever happened to that Chad guy? That was his first question.
That's the second question. The first question is, how much do the junkies make? Yeah, the second question is, what happened to Chad Dukes?
Yeah. Oh, so I got a little size. I'm gonna be honest. So I said, oh, yeah, I worked there. And now he got, you know, he's trying to get out of Harris Teeter, out of the milk section. Oh. So now he
should talk to Ryan. Ryan went from the grocery store to a producer.
Wegmans to producing. Dream.
He said, actually, I think he said full-time job.
I'm
like, look, you don't got to have much to work in radio, but I can't, you know.
Can't just hand it out.
Hey, you should have said, why don't you email me your demo?
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
No.
I did not know that.
That is a story.
How did we get there? Oh, we're talking about eating by ourselves.
Yeah. What was his name?
His name's Scott.
Hey,
nice guy. Super nice guy.
Three Door Scotty. That's his name.
Three Door Scotty.
Three Door Scotty.
Is he a Bit Season listener? Did you plug it?
No. I did not tell him about Bit. Okay. Definitely, hopefully not a Bit Season listener.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think he even listens to the Junkies that much because he works nights and then he goes over to Glory Days and gets hammered and then drives home drunk or stumbles home. I don't know. He lives close by. And so he told me he doesn't listen to the Junkies that often because he sleeps till noon or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
The life.
Anyways, I get sized to eat by myself.
So do I.
It's the best feeling.
It's liberating. Because you got nobody. You don't have to worry about what other people are ordering or anything.
Well,
like,
do you guys know that I get bitter here at the radio station when people talk to me during lunch?
Oh, when you're eating your sub?
Have you noticed that I always eat in my office by myself?
Yes.
Like, I don't come out and I've never eat with anybody, no community eating, anything. I like peace and quiet because I get sized for food. Same. So I like to focus on the food.
You only get three meals a day.
You only get three meals a day, right?
So you better savor it.
And one of them's the Nubs because it's the Nubs Lean Cuisine. I like to focus on the mac and cheese.
You should see Drab in the morning. He eats every square inch of that cheese. He's picking up the last bit of Velveeta with that
scrape
fork.
The corners.
Scraping it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fat kid.
No, so my thing is, like, when I eat subs or something, I have to eat that alone. Because, like, I'll have the mayo all over my lips and stuff, and I'm not going to...
You're a shame eater.
No, because, like, I just don't want people to see me licking it off my lips and stuff.
But don't you
want to
appreciate the meals, the savory and the saltiness? When I'm having a conversation with somebody, I can't appreciate the food.
And I get that, too, but, like, what I'm saying is I get embarrassed
on what they're saying.
Yeah.
You got to be funny.
Yeah, I'm getting flamed.
I get embarrassed, like, when I have a bunch of food all over me.
I don't waste
the drops. I lick them off.
Crap all over himself today.
I had to wipe a coffee stain off this morning. It was like, noticed it at 6 a.m. I don't like eating with people because I'm a fast eater. I feel ashamed almost. That I finish my meal.
Nobody's faster than me.
No, I will challenge you. I am the fastest eater on east of the Mississippi.
Well, I was trained to be a fast eater.
I was trained to be a fast
eater. Hold on, I'll explain why.
Okay.
Because the Cahill clan, there's five kids, right? So when I was young, it was a race to see who could get seconds because there was very limited amount.
Yes.
You're not everybody's mm-hmm. getting seconds.
That's smart.
So yeah. You had to eat fast if you wanted
yours.
More.
Yeah. I know. I get you.
So now I've been trained to eat fast and you overeat. And
I've been told a billion times, they say, well, if you eat slower, you'll get fuller faster and everything. Mm-hmm. But I can't help it. I eat fast. Even so when we did our dinner at Voltaggio Brothers
mm-hmm.
and the food was coming out very slowly, that made me so happy because the last thing I wanted to do was eat my Branzino in 5 minutes in front of you guys and look like a pig.
That's why
I could dig through it so quick.
I timed it perfectly. I always time my trip to the bathroom perfectly right before the food comes. But when I came back, I noticed most of the sides were gone. you guys had already crushed all the sides, and you and Awad, who was sitting on my side of the table, you guys pummeled it, and there was like only thing that was left was carrots. Yeah, those Nubs carrots that we talked about.
That's because I eat quickly. I didn't want you to see. I didn't want any evidence laying around.
All right. So cornucopia, that's on my list now.
It's got to be. It's right. A spot, man. It's
they
a spot.
Got like an Italian sub.
They got a ton. Just so many.
I need a cold cut.
That's what they special in.
Cold cuts. All right, you know what? I might walk over there after the show.
Maybe we'll go as a show.
And then not get anything for JP?
That would be a good idea. Well, I guess we'll find out.
That'd be a great bit.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of JP,
mm-hmm.
but a different JP, I want to talk to you guys about JP Flame, who's not even here on the Junkies this week.
And he still made an impression this week.
He did. But he didn't even make the impression on me. He made a big impression on the Stallion.
Yeah.
And Ryan never texts me, but he texted me last night a link to the Hungry Foodies TikTok.
That's Kelsey's TikTok is Hungry Foodie.
The JP mm-hmm. always plugs
had,
on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we've had heard the plug.
And I will say this. I think we've talked about the Hungry Foodie before. I actually get a kick out of it. I think she does a great job. And I could see why that she has 700,000 followers now. And I see the appeal of it. She's always eating stuff that I'm interested in.
Uh-huh.
Always fast food and what's new in fast food and the crumble cookie reviews. And she's figured it out. She definitely has figured it out how to make it the perfect length. There's no BS. She gets right into it.
She's got the algorithm.
She's got, yes. But she also has her shtick down. She's like very monotone. She just does a good job. I don't know what else to say.
Star in the making.
Yeah. JP's obsessed with how much money she makes.
Yeah. That's the tilting
point. It is tilting. He never says he's proud of her. He says you wouldn't believe how much money she's making.
You have no idea how much Applebee's has given her.
Right.
Well, it tilts me because we've been in media for 20 long, years okay. combined almost. Mm-hmm. Maybe even more.
Longer, yeah.
Probably 25 years combined. And just hearing how much she makes from 1 month's worth of TikToks just kind of puts me on tilt.
I don't know.
That's the last thing I want to hear.
I don't hate on that because...
I know. Because it's free market. That's what
free market. And now some people, I guess. I could quit
the job today and start a TikTok and maybe make just as much as her. But
that's what everybody thinks. And I actually have a problem with that. And we'll get to JP here in a second. Mm-hmm. But you have to know, you have to have some sort of, everyone always says these talentless influencers. You have to have, it's not any different than radio. Right,
what's the difference?
I know, they're entertaining.
What skill do we have?
None. I have zero skills. Right, but we're somewhat entertaining. We're somewhat funny.
People have some interest in what we do or say.
But I will say, a lot of the people on TikTok or any of these reels, especially people that I'm not following, like the fake Clay Thompson guy, right?
Yeah.
That's like laying down in the street and doing bits and like trying to make people laugh. I follow people that have skills or that provide information that I like.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she's doing. She's providing information.
Like the lady I followed yesterday named Cooking with Babs or Brunch with Babs mm-hmm. or something. She has like a million followers. I didn't even know who she was till yesterday. But I looked at her thing and it was in my reels and it's some grandma cooking, showing you how to cook meals. She has a talent. Her talent is cooking and being entertaining at the same time. So most of them have some sort of talent.
No. I'm not arguing she's not talented. I'm lamenting at the fact that I'm 30, 4 years old, and she just graduated college.
I know,
and
you missed the boat.
And yeah, and I missed the boat, and she's basically surpassing me in every life aspect.
But what
that's what's tilting
me. But you have to remember, a million people, not a million, okay, thousands of people would kill to be Matt Valdez.
All right, you're getting me sus.
All right, yeah. There's a lot of guys who are going to their office every day, or maybe don't even have jobs, or have a job that they hate, that listen to Bit Season and think, man, those guys are living the life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They may not be, make as much money as some people,
but
as the junkies.
Yeah, but the life,
but they have
aspect.
A lot of fun. Those guys have a lot of fun.
Yeah, they like what they do.
Right. So that's how we pump. No, that's how I pump
priceless.
Myself.
It is. That's not priceless.
It's definitely not priceless. All right. So, but Ryan was thrown last night. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When I saw the video, I could see why he was thrown.
He was thrown, and he sent me a link and to the Hungry Foodie, and JP's mentioned these on the show before, of a JP Flame appearance. And you know what? First off, let's just listen to some of the audio of JP and Kelsey on the TikTok.
My dad trying crumble cookies. Snickerdoodle cupcake.
5 out of 10. Just like Kelsey's personality in these videos.
Pancake.
I'd rather get knocked out again and publicly embarrassed than eat another bite of this dumb cookie.
Lemon blackberry.
I'm surprised. Who thought lemons and blackberries could actually coexist?
Iced oatmeal.
A little extra sugar on an oatmeal raisin cookie. Not bad. I give it an 8.
Orange creamsicle.
Tastes like one of those little push-up popsicles. 6 out of 10.
That audio, it's just putting me on tilt. I'm sorry. JP is putting me on tilt. EB is so right about JP and these TikToks. Why is he JP trying to be the funny guy and with these horrible zings?
Why is he doing what? So the pancake one about getting knocked? Why is he doing a Jay Watt zing?
Who's that for? The
Hungry Foodies TikTok.
Out of her 700,000 followers, who
Not
knows?
People remember.
Who knows that JP got knocked out by JP? Maybe 6 people. Just horrible inside shtick.
And they're
not funny.
Yeah, and then you know what I couldn't stop looking at his bites. He takes weird cookie nibbles.
He takes weird nibbles, and like one of the cookies fell in half. And
I saw that one drop to the floor. That was kind of tilting.
And then he's like doing a zing about his daughter's personality.
That has to be a running joke in the Hungry Foodie, right?
Well, like there's a joke that like she doesn't blink and things like that. That she's
must be a part of it. I don't know. That's a weird bit.
I don't know Kelsey that well. So I don't know if that's her real personality or a bit. I have no idea. I've only met her a few times.
Hey, and what else is funny is that JP described the creamsicle cookie as the ice cream that you eat, which is also called a creamsicle.
That's what it is. Donk.
Oh, it tastes just like one of those push-ups.
All right, here's a raspberry chocolate cookie. Yeah. Oh, this tastes like raspberry and chocolate.
That's the point.
Yeah.
But like he's calling it a dumb cookie and stuff, and I'm just like, you're not the funny guy. I don't know why he's talented. JP's a talented guy. He brings a ton to the junkies. When he does these this horrible shtick that, you know, like when he calls a leaf Orion, I told you, I want to blow my brains out.
It's a show, man. Like, I don't know.
That's not why we brought it up.
Yeah.
So I knew when Ryan texted me, I knew what it was about when he said, you won't believe what these comments say. I've looked at the comments before and I know what they say.
Yeah, we've gone through them. Go ahead
and read some of the top comments.
All right. So here's the number one comment. Your dad is so hot. The number two, all right, your dad is kind of fine. Sorry. Your dad is like the only one. Actually, no, never mind. I'm not going to read that one.
Well, just read it.
Okay. Your dad is like the only one who doesn't talk like a robot, but he's kind of fine. Not going to lie.
All right.
So the robot thing is a shit.
Okay. And then your dad is hot. LOL. No disrespect. He's just cute. And then is your dad a lawyer? Gives lawyer vibes.
Oh, God. That's one of JB's favorite comments.
And then the next one, your dad is so hot. They're all just obsessing over him.
So I looked at these comments last night, and they all are.
Tell me the type of person who's leaving this comment.
They're all like
mid-20s.
College girls.
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
Right? Now, here's the thing.
JP, he just looks like a normal looking guy to me. No, I'm so confused.
I'm very, it is a very confusing thing to say about him.
I will say
maybe
this.
We know him too well.
I will say, I think JP's, he's a good looking dad. He's a good looking dude. I think he is.
JP is a good looking guy, but I've never thought of him like stopping me in my tracks.
Like when I think of a good looking older person, I think of George Clooney.
Okay, well, that's like the hottest guy in the world.
I know, but those comments are treating him like that. And when all of a sudden is it cool if you're 21 years old to have sexual thoughts about a 50-year-old?
Well, I think it's more in vogue to voice that. I think they've always been attracted to older men. That's not nothing new. Younger women.
Yes, I know that, but do they understand the age gap, or do they think he's younger?
Oh, sure, yeah.
No, they see how old he is.
I mean, he's got bug gray hair. JP looks like a 50.
I'm telling you, the fascination nowadays with like older men and older women for opposite sexes, it is a thing, man. Like I'm into the moms. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a mom guy. I'm not gonna lie.
Right, well, I know the zaddy thing is huge, and we learned that on this show. But I think we're too close to JP to understand how
I'm trying to think back. I should take that back. JP is a good looking guy, but I've never thought like I'm just not gay. I've never thought of him like in a like, wow, that guy's really like extremely good looking.
I get that.
You know, like he's also a terrible dresser, which throws me off. JP's the worst dresser.
He's got the weirdest polo on.
He's got weird, like he wears free clothes constantly with like terrible branding on it from NBC Sports Washington. His jeans are too long. He wears those Nubs Allbirds shoes. He's been wearing them for years.
He does. All right, this is how I can kind of rationalize it on the fly here. All right. JP is a decent looking human being. We can all.
Yeah.
Right.
Joning on him calling him ugly by any means.
No. We're not calling him ugly. He definitely overshoots the ugly bar.
Yes.
But I think this is why the chicks love it so much, is because they see JP participating in a young person TikTok game. All right. Encouraging his daughter Kelsey to do this TikTok thing, and she's grown it. And so they see him as that supportive, nurturing father figure.
If you think Cakes was in that video, they'd be saying, oh my God, that guy is so hot.
I would love
to, never
I
know.
Would love to try that experiment.
Maybe that's something we expand to.
Because EB has always said that he's an 8.
Uh-huh.
And I think Lurch is a good looking guy. I think everybody's pretty good looking. Cakes more so in his younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the bald thing, right? I thought Cakes, they're all relatively good looking guys, in my opinion. Now, I've heard people call them faces for radio and all that stuff, all the dumb zings over the years.
The dumbest.
But I don't think anyone blows anyone else out of the water.
I don't
as
think
far
so.
As looks goes.
Do you think if they took anyone from the show and they put it in there that they would have the same comments about?
No, I'm missing out because we're not girls, so we don't understand what's so attractive about JP.
Mm-hmm.
JP also has a former model wife, or maybe she still is a model. Right.
Well, she was training. So, but yes,
I
know. But yes,
no,
former model.
Former model. Jessica Jesse has magazine appearances and has won bikini contests and all kinds of stuff. So she, how do I say this? He married an attractive woman, right? A very attractive woman.
Yeah. So obviously he has qualities.
Right. Young, and he was the older guy who married a younger woman. So women clearly see something in JP that's very attractive that I am missing. And Ryan Clary is shook.
It's just because he's swimming in my territory. Right now.
I know.
That's why I'm.
Does that rick you? That ricks you a little.
Of course it does. I'm a dog that marks his territory, and it's like I'm a 22 year old.
You're already a successful, radio host in his 50s. Stay with your own.
Exactly.
Stay with your own.
I want him in his lane, and I want me in my lane. That's all I want. And now he's kind of crossing into lanes here, which is kind of rich.
He's in his own lane. He's not chasing those girls.
I know he's not. And that's right. But those girls are chasing him now and they're not chasing me.
Yes.
I'm not putting myself out there like
Ryan,
that.
We need Ryan to get into a hungry foodie TikTok.
I do. I would love that. I would probably get joned on too.
We might be able to. I don't know. She's very protective, I think, of
her.
I don't think
her brand.
I don't think she gets sized for radio. For radio dogs, mucking up her stuff.
That's true.
All right. Well, congrats to JP. He's
the hot dad of the week.
He's the zaddy, I guess.
He's definitely the zaddy. He's king zaddy. You think JP secretly loves doing these TikToks?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%. First of all, he's in them all the time. If you look at the he's in it like once a week now.
Well, now you see why. Because he's getting all the compliments.
Do you think
bring up the TikTok. Let's see how many views it gets compared to the other ones.
Do you think he likes doing them because he likes scrolling through the comments?
No, I don't think he cares about the comments. I think he's...
Do you think he's commandeering his daughter's TikTok, burgeoning TikTok franchise?
He just likes the ADs of being famous and like a lot of clicks and all that stuff. So, I don't think he cares that 20-year-old thinks he's hot.
So he's got 129,000 views on that one video.
Okay.
And compared to the others, there's a couple with like 90,000 and then there's some with like 1 million, I think, in there. Drab has it now.
She's got one here with 1.8 million views in the last like 2 weeks.
Jesus.
They're all
legit.
I gotta try these crumble cookies.
Yeah.
Is it a crumble cookie one?
They're all crumble cookie reviews.
They have to be giving her money, right?
I don't know, because she smashes them a lot of times. She'll give them 0 out of 10 sometimes. Oh. There is a crumble cookie in Ashburn. I just have never made my way over to it.
Exactly.
But I am intrigued.
Drab is going to do a TikTok doing bundt cake reviews.
Oh.
That's Drab's new thing. He's going to start doing bundt cake reviews.
Did you have a bundt cake this week?
Well, I had a half-eaten one, and it was amazing, I will say. And I ate it.
You have to blame Brian. I think Brian Mitchell took a bunch of them.
Yeah,
it's fine. He was being selfish. The bundt cake. I always thought the bundt cake, I've never had one before in my life.
I thought bundt cake was like old woman baking.
That's what I thought it was.
Same.
I thought
that's
it was
something your grandma makes.
I thought it was something from the 1970s, which I'm sure it is. Like the big pan with curves on it.
Yeah, then you make.
But
any
I always
kind
thought
frosting.
They were crusty and dry on the inside. Mm-hmm. I never understood I'd never really seen it. But then someone brought these bundt cakes, these miniature nothing bundt cakes, to Cakes for.
No, yeah.
So it's very hard to say. Brought those cakes to Cakes at the Purple Heart Open.
Yeah, nothing bundt cakes brought bundt cakes to Cakes at the Purple Heart Open.
There we go.
And I didn't even know about it. They just showed up here on Tuesday morning, and there was like 30 of them.
Oh, yeah. So I got a half one.
Yeah, they provided dessert afterwards at the Purple Heart thing. So Michelle Manti gave me a whole bag of them to bring in for the next day.
I had, as Danny DeRuyer likes to say, no file on these bun cakes. Blew my socks off.
Yeah.
When I took a bite of it, I was like, holy this thing's incredible. This might be the best dessert I've ever eaten in my entire life.
I've never had cake that moist ever in my life.
And I've seen the Nothing Bundt Cakes store, and I'm like, well, that place will be out of business in 3 weeks.
Yeah, how are you gonna have a storefront based off
like
a bundt
cake? Who's buying
bundt
cakes?
Now yeah. I am.
Now I get it. Now I totally get it. Those things were. We need to do nothing but canker. You are. We need a TikTok.
I told you.
Because do they come out with new flavors every other week?
I'm
like
not
that?
Sure, but they had like four different flavors. They had a chocolate chip cookie kind. They had like a strawberry and cream, a lemon.
We needed to do like a hungry foodie review of bundt cakes. We got to get in touch with their people, and that's what.
So what cakes did you guys have? I had the lemon cake.
I had a piece of your lemon cake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one that I had.
I had the chocolate creamy one. I don't know what it
chocolate
was.
Chocolate chip.
That's
the one Cakes took home and says he didn't really like it. You had the worst one.
No, that was the best one.
I wanted the red velvet. I didn't get a red velvet.
I took that home.
All right, what about we talked about Cornucopia. What about a sub review?
Oh.
The problem but also, is, I just feel like all we're doing is biting off Portnoy.
No, we're biting off the hungry foodie.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to, I don't know what we got to do. The microphone reviews.
This Shure microphone that's quality is an 8.
Right, we got
functionality.
We don't know
0.
Anything. We don't know anything.
Yeah. You can't hold it.
So what did you guys, Valdez, did you have a good time with EB at the Purple Heart this year?
I had a surprisingly great time with Eric.
It was.
I thought he was going to be a Debbie Downer.
He wasn't a Debbie Downer.
He was the opposite of Debbie Downer. And what I mean by that is he was so encouraging.
I know. I told you, it's the volleyball matches he's been watching.
And it's weird because when we're in the Joan Dome and the bullets are flying, you know, everyone's just looking to try and duck and not get joned on and not be made fun of and anything like that. So I just thought, you know, I just thought Eric would kind of be not mean, but I just thought he
had a totally different persona.
Oh yeah. Totally different.
I've never seen this person before.
Yeah. Where he, you know, he was a little self-deprecating, but he was trying to pick the team up the entire time.
He was a cheerleader.
He was a cheerleader. I've never seen Eric be a cheerleader before.
Yeah.
I've seen him like support stuff we do, but I've never really heard him.
I like that, EB. But he wasn't doing a lot of zings or anything. Like, he was just like
he's super. Going, yeah,
we got this. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, you got this. You can do it.
Just visualize it going in. Hey, 18 holes.
Think about it going in. Mm-hmm. That was his big thing. Think about it going in the hole. Were you thrown by it?
I was, but I gotta say, I kind of miss Cowboy Todd.
There was no punching bag.
I know, because I think I was more so the punching bag. I don't like being by far the worst golfer, which is because Cakes played the round of his life. So that was tilting me a little bit. But I like having a black sheep there.
Yeah, you like the guy that we can all make fun of.
Right.
Yes.
AWOD or Cowboy Todd. We need a punching bag.
Nobody was making fun of you.
No. But we needed a punching bag to lighten things up a little bit.
This is what
it was too much sports.
This was my calling.
This is what I think. Next year is that we should get a fivesome. All right.
Do they have those?
We can make a special request.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we get all four of us again, and then we bring along Ryan. And Ryan could take video, do what he does. But mainly Ryan's job is to be the team punching bag.
Hey, here's my thing. When we go golfing, we got to have some beers and we got to have some dip. I'm a dip guy when I go. I like packing big hogs.
You wouldn't be the only dip guy out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I love it.
I saw a lot of spitting from Val. Yeah, there was a lot of spitting.
Especially when it was 98 degrees. But that's what we do, is we let Ryan hit a couple shots, and then he's our comedic relief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we need. We need a little bit of more comedy out there.
It was very serious. But the thing is, we were serious, and we shot our best round.
I know. You got size for that.
What, to shoot our best round?
Well, you kept mentioning, this is our lowest round. We got to be 6 under. And then, you know, you were definitely into, which is fine. It was fine. The low score.
Well, I did think for a second we had a chance of placing in the top three. And then I realized everyone lies. Like Eric said, everyone lies.
Yeah, everyone cheats.
Yeah, everyone cheats. We played it to the book.
They should have
an honesty award. They know.
We are at military. It should be. They should go. Those people should be dishonorably discharged for Purple Heart.
They should be court-martialed.
right. Let's get a marshal out there.
Yeah.
And start really recording these scores.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I saw these are a bunch of donks out there.
A billion donks.
Valdez is playing the round of his life, and there's just donks out there. I'm telling you, big fat guys, 300-pound guys wearing cargo shorts.
And there was one point where I made three birdies on my own.
Oh my. Yeah. No, Valdez was on fire.
And then I saw the people getting up for first place. Number one, I've never seen belts so big in my life. That's how fat they were.
Monsters.
All right. And they had knee pads on like they were Patrick Ewing in the 80s. All right. They could barely move. They were creaking to get that first place gift certificate. And I was thinking to myself, I said, how did these guys shoot a 16 under? They can barely move.
Because they didn't.
I know.
Right. They shot a 4 under.
That's a little hurting. Like, come on. Cheating.
What did you think of Eric coming around on the music on the course?
I got to be honest. I don't know if I loved the music.
I didn't love it either because I just was playing all country at the end because he commented on that.
I actually like the music, but Valdez doesn't know that whenever he walks away, I turn the music down.
I know. And I always
it's too loud. It's too, like, I like the music, but it's too loud. I get psyched for conversation.
I have cakes like hearing. My hearing
is it's gone. It's so loud.
It's so shot.
Yes. I got these delicate eardrums.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear the birds whistling a little bit. I like the music. There was so much talk about what's the name? Not Sam Hunt.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
I think EB wants to give fellatio to Morgan Wallen.
There's so much Morgan Wallen talk. I can't tell you one Morgan Wallen song, and EB's talking about his hundreds of hits. It was so loud. Too loud. But I do enjoy a nice little hum in the background of the music. But
yeah, it was background noise.
Background noise. Yeah, yeah.
What did you make of Eric's comment today or during the Purple Heart?
About what?
About... He said, that's the hardest ball I've ever seen hit.
I know, about these guys bringing it up. He brought it up on the show today, like, I don't know, where we're talking about the Wizards, and he brings that back up.
No, they're talking about golf handicaps. You know, anytime golf is mentioned,
I know.
It's my talking point.
He was breaking it down. He goes, Valdez didn't say this on the air, but he goes, do you realize that EB's been to Augusta and the Corn Ferry Tour, and he's seen Tiger and the best of the best, and he said...
He's caddied for Fred Funk.
Yeah.
At the, what was Avidel's thing called beforehand? At the
Booz Allen.
Kemper Open.
Yeah,
right?
Kemper Open.
And he goes, he's seen all these legends of the game play in person. And he said, I hit the hardest ball he's ever seen. Just like 3 days after the Purple Heart, he's still talking about it. I'm like, man, that comment really meant a lot.
It really resonated with me.
The nicest thing he's ever said to
me. It was.
It's a good time. Love the Purple Heart Open. I don't know if the listeners like it as much as we do, but in theory, it's a shtick circle for us for a couple hours.
It's a 5 hour long shtick fest,
right? And I'm glad EB came this year. I want to get you guys' thoughts on something. Speaking of golf, and this broke breaking news right before the show started, and I will tell you what it is when we come back.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we're back on Bit Season. Teased you guys a little bit of golf breaking news. I was kind of, being facetious
a little bit.
Yeah,
I can tell.
but I did find this interesting, and this is the Junkies podcast, and there's nobody more that has more interest in the golf world on the Junkies than Paige Sporanek.
Mm-hmm.
And she tweeted out right before Bit Season started that Maxim magazine, which I didn't know was still around,
my nostalgia bit, Maxim magazine, right up there.
Yeah, I mean,
is it 2004 still?
That was the glory days.
Yeah.
Late, early 2000s, because I remember
Maxim. What was the FHM?
FHM For Him magazine. What then? Is that what we were told it stood for?
I had no idea that's what it meant.
I think so.
You're breaking news to me by saying that.
All right. Well, Paige tweeted that Maxim magazine named her the sexiest woman alive.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is quite the crown for Paige Sporanek.
Yeah.
She's very attractive, and she's got
big titties.
Mm-hmm. She's not the sexiest woman alive.
No.
Are they just going for the viral thing?
Yes, of course they are.
Because they're probably not actually a magazine anymore. They probably only exist online. And so they're trying to drive traffic to their website.
The only reason why guys like her is she has big boobies.
But who doesn't have big jugs?
A lot of people.
Okay. As far as people online.
I mean, they're all
over the place.
Hey, to be honest with you.
What separates
her? To be honest with you, nowadays, finding big butts and big boobs are just a dime a dozen.
It is.
Right. They're all over the place.
Of course.
So what's...
You need the structured jawline. You need good eyes.
She has a great jawline.
She looks a little... Plain Janie.
You're calling Paige a Plain Jane.
No, I'm telling... There's nothing, like, exotic about her.
I've told you. She doesn't... She's very attractive. I would never... Clearly, she's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fantasize about her like everybody else does. Like, EB does. Valdez always brings her up. He's got a Fouls Halliver.
I don't have a Fouls Halliver.
Do you not have a Paige Masters towel somewhere?
A listener sent us...
I think it was Richmond John
sent us every single one of Paige's towels. And I think they're still in Drab's office.
There is an obsession about Paige on the Junkies that I don't quite understand.
But I think she's plain Jane because I've been a proponent, well, not a proponent, but I've been an endorser of the hot goth chick genre on Instagram for a long time now.
I know,
so
but
I'm just I'm immune to it.
But that's like none of those chicks actually go to golf. Now Paige, I understand, played for San Diego State or whatever.
Yes, and that's her appeal is that she can outdrive you.
But if you go on to golf Instagram, it's all these blonde smoke shows that they suck at golf, and they're trying to trick you.
They have the worst swing in the world, yeah. And they're just trying to get likes.
They're just trying to get creepy old men to follow.
I think it's because we live in a emasculating cuckold society.
Now. All right,
and the fact that she can outdrive you by 50 yards.
Is that her shtick? Is that she's a bomber? I honestly have no idea.
She can actually play. So okay. Since she can actually play, she can probably outdrive 95% of her followers. So I think that has something to do with it as well. You don't agree.
She's like the...
She's not the sexiest woman alive.
She's up there.
She's not... I don't put her in that stratosphere.
I don't even know who this... Who's your... if I say sexiest woman alive, what's the
first thing that pops into my mind? Megan Fox.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
That's your girl.
That's my girl.
Name yours.
Shakira. Oh, that's but I've always thought
that's a good one.
I will know. Shakira can be 70 years old, I'm sure.
When I think sexiest woman alive, I think of like J-Lo. Like icons.
You think of someone with a talent.
Not necessarily a talent, but like female icons that have kind of paved the way for all the pages.
Not an Instagram babe.
Yes, not an Instagram babe.
Right. Okay.
Like I think you're cheapening sexiest woman alive by making it an Instagram babe.
Right.
Hey, would be a great bit.
What?
You know what that Maxim should have done? They really wanted clicks. They should have named Sarah J the sexiest woman alive.
Hey. Well, I'm going to keep this more family friendly than where my mind was racing to. Hey, hold on. What do you find so attractive about Jennifer Lawrence? Not.
What do you mean?
She's kind of got that goofy, that weird smile.
Still. She's gorgeous. Just look at her. How are you telling me that you
No, she's, again, an attractive woman.
I don't know. Back when I watched The Hunger Games, I just had a crush on her, and it's just carried on ever since. I love her.
he likes her shooting apples out of pigs' mouths.
Yeah, so silly. I mean, she could put a kill count on there in Call of Duty.
What? Hey, you know who else would be in the junks realm of sexiest women alive?
Elizabeth Hurley.
I was going to say her. Or Alexandra Daddario. Remember when the junks had a fascination with her?
Yes. Yeah, of course. What is she? I mean, she doesn't get as much run now as she used to.
No.
All right. Well, congratulations to Paige. I'm sure it'll get brought up on the EP tomorrow.
Oh, of course it will be.
All right. But my favorite segment of the week was today during the entertainment page when we were talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and that segment got out of control.
Oh, that got wild fast. Well, by the way, I appreciate you being Team Valdez on this, and I couldn't understand how Eric, when I brought up the idea that they could be back together within a year, I didn't, like, they thought I was talking Chinese. They thought it was so out of the realm of possibilities. But I think they can get back together.
Now, I think a year might be an accelerated timeline, but I definitely think within 5 years, they are going to be photographed out together, canoodling, doing something where clearly they're seeing each other again.
Yeah,
when this dies down. A year's too soon. This has to die down.
No. See, I think because they did the story about how she basically said that she loves Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's paraphrasing, but she says, I love Johnny Depp. That's the first domino.
Of course.
That, right?
Of course.
She's putting out the smoke signal.
Yes.
Because Johnny probably has her number blocked. Right?
But do you think
so he's putting out the smoke signal that she's still in love with him.
I think
even after all of this nonsense.
Don't you think it could be a coordinated play so he doesn't seek financial damages? Like he feels bad for her.
Maybe. Maybe. she's
putting that feeler out there. I still love him. He was a great man or whatever. You know, we had a great thing together. I'm sorry it ended the way it did. So she might be going for the $8 million sympathy card or whatever, however much she owes.
So the debt gets forgiven.
But I felt like I could see it in her eyes during the trial. I felt like she still loved him.
No. No chance.
I did.
I think her pockets are hurting right now after $15 million.
They played a game of chicken. Right?
They were playing a game of chicken.
Uh-huh. And then they always talked about how like one would do something to another and the other one would do another to another. And then finally it just got so out of hand.
Yeah.
Right.
They're in court together.
The next thing they know, they're in court together. Look, they probably found it so erotic that their love ended up in court.
This is why they're two crazy people.
They're meant for one another.
They're meant for each other. Of course they're going to have blow-ups. Of course they're going to cut each other's fingers off and do crazy stunts like that and throw plates at each other. That's what love is with some of these people.
For them, it was suing each other.
Yeah. You think Johnny Depp wants to be with a boring attorney?
No.
No.
The only reason he liked that attorney or it showed that he liked that attorney because it had to do with her trial.
Right. No, no. He might like her. Like he might like what's that? Camellia something, right? Like he might have a crush on her. He might even date her, right? Say they she's too boring. Yeah, he needs crazy. Yeah,
this is the timeline. Yeah. Is that he will date the lawyer chick, all right, that everyone thought that they were banging regardless. They will date secretly. And then he will come to realize what was appealing to her was the fact that she was attached to Amber Heard. And the trial, and he'll have that aha moment and go, I miss Amber Heard. I miss all that crazy. Because no one can top her with that crazy. And he's going to be searching for that for a year or two. And he'll finally realize that's what he wants.
That is deep. And that's a smart theory.
Here's the thing. I don't think that they're going to get back together and get married again.
No.
I'm not thinking that.
They're not going to get married. He
misses that crazy sex.
Yes.
And
he misses the everyone in a weird way. He misses the fighting.
If you're a guy out there, girls, I can't speak for you, but every guy out there has weaknesses and moments where they think about their ex and they have that mental Rolodex of what they look like naked and they can picture at any time because guys are pigs and we care about one thing, the attractiveness level of females, right? Females are much more evolved species, right? They like people for who they are. Men like women for their looks. So Johnny's going to get horny and he's going to be thinking about all those nudes he has of Amber in his phone. Yeah. Okay.
All those videotape sessions.
And that's why I think that he...
Well, think about it too. I mean, Amber Heard gives so much crazy sex vibes Jake Gyllenhaal is like knocking on their door trying to bang her at midnight. Elon Musk is doing everything he can to have sex with Amber Heard.
Richest man in the world.
Yeah, Amber Heard is so dynamite that they have the elite of the elite trying to get back with her. And I guarantee you, after Johnny knocks around a couple of girls in the sack,
gets bored,
he's going to get bored of it.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, wait a minute, we're supposed to be choking one another after this sex. 100%. What's going on? I don't want to cuddle. I want to fight and throw dishes with somebody. Yeah. And then he's going to be knocking on Amber Heard's door.
Yeah, for sure. But what about my theory that Johnny is sitting at the Ritz-Carlton with his pants around his ankles, just whacking his bag?
I guarantee you that he's doing that because his attorneys took his phone so that he wouldn't contact her.
You might be right. But he's still got those photos stashed away somewhere.
Oh, I bet it, mental Rolodex.
Yeah, or the mental Rolodex, of course.
I think Johnny's old school like that. That's what I like to say.
But Amy made me laugh when he says, Johnny Depp hasn't done that in 40 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He can get any woman he wants, and he can have a harem of women parading through the door, but there are going to be times when he's by himself.
Johnny Depp is an addict. Yeah. And not only is he addicted to drugs and alcohol, he's addicted to sex. So, right. Of course, he's going to pull his pants down and whack off.
Right. Great visual, isn't it?
Because he can't, you know, he can't get a 10 up to his Ritz-Carlton room in time.
Right. See, it comes at a moment logic. To notice.
Yeah, it defies logic. He's addict.
He's got to get the poison out.
Sex goes into that category.
All right, I could see them hooking up again at some point in the future, but not within a year. You're off on that. But
the timeline is off.
You should have given asked for an extended timeline.
I'll ask for an extension when we get around to it. But you're on Team Valdez with this, right?
Right.
You think it's inevitable almost?
1,000%. I'd actually bet more than a dollar, whatever you bet. I'd bet $30.
Well, then what's her slide going to be? Or is she just going to be sticking around waiting Johnny out?
She'll wait him out. They'll date here and there, but they'll always come back. They'll come back to each other.
So do you think she will date somebody in Hollywood or just some rando?
She'll probably date.
Hey, you know, I bet you she knows the one person that pisses Johnny off the most in Hollywood. Right?
What do you think she's going to do?
And no, that's going to be smoke signal number two.
Oh, right?
And so they have, I bet you they have some sort of inside joke about like Tobey Maguire or something like that. And she all of a sudden is dating Tobey Maguire just so Johnny Depp sees it in a headline on E! News. Because right? these two people are the greatest at psychological warfare. That's what I think.
They are very good at that.
Like they play, they play chess. But she will date some dude for 6 months just to make a signal to Johnny.
That's smart.
I guarantee.
Yeah, I think you're all over it. Well, time will tell, though. All right, there was something we're out of time, but there's something I definitely wanted to get to that we're gonna have to save maybe for next week or I don't know. Maybe I'll have to bring it back up on the junkies, but. EB's non-review of Top Gun, the worst review ever, put me on mega tilt. We'll talk about it later. We're out of time. Someone else has to use the studio. But we appreciate you guys listening to Bit Season. A great discussion today. And we look forward to being back with you guys tomorrow on The Junkies.
See ya.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.